Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. In this episode, we were visited by Dominika, who left her country for the first time for a longer period of time to move out of sunny Mexico and start her academic adventure in northern Germany. So, hi Dominika. To kick things off, can you give us a glimpse into your life story? How did you find yourself on this academic journey in Germany?
Hi, thank you for having me. Before moving to Germany, I lived in Mexico City my whole life. And there I went to a Swiss school where I learned German since I was little. So that's why I decided to come to Germany to study university.
Okay, so how does this Swiss school actually work? Is everything in German? Are there a lot of students from other countries or?
Most of my friends or the people that went to school were Mexican, and some were half German, half Mexican, or half Swiss, half Mexican. There were also some people that came because of their parents were working in Mexico and they were from Swiss or they were from Germany or from Austria. Because most of the classes were in German and in English, they were able to adapt also really quickly. Because we do the IB diploma, it's easy to study than in Germany or like in Europe in general because of that international
approach. Yeah. But that's so cool because this way you can get to learn three languages fluently, right? Like Spanish, of course, because you live in Mexico, but also English and German. That is actually so cool. So what do you do here in Germany?
Well, I study economics and sustainability science in my minor, living in Lüneburg right now.
And how do you like it so far here?
I'm really happy right now. I've had my struggles like moving away from home, but I think that after a year, like I've really come to feel like this is some sort of second home.
Oh, already? Yeah. That's so cool, actually. So, what was this definite moment when you knew that studying in Germany was the path you wanted to pursue? Did you have like this one exact moment when you were like, I'm going to Germany?
I think it was like I didn't have something happen to me that made me decide. I think since I was little, I just had the idea and I grew up with the idea of going to study in Germany.
So it was always Germany in your head.
Yeah, it was always Germany. And it was kind of funny because I didn't even really think about it. I just like grew up with that idea and then here I am.
Well, then that idea was certainly truthful then.
Yeah.
So can you tell us something about your program here at Leuphana and maybe some favorite classes of yours that you're taking? And yeah, how do you like it here so far?
Well, some of the classes I have are statistics and maths, but I mostly enjoy microeconomics and macroeconomics because there you get like more input on or more like on the economic side. I hope to see more of those classes in the next semesters and to learn more in depth about those topics.
So it's like you have microeconomics 1, 2, like throughout the whole study module.
Yeah, exactly. Next semester I have microeconomics 2 and then applied microeconomics, I think. I'm not really sure, but so, I will keep like continue on having this.
So you feel like the right person in the right place, I guess, in terms of your academics.
Yeah, I like started having some doubts at some point, but now
we all did.
Yeah, but I feel like right now it's all into place again.
And why Lüneburg? Why here in northern Germany?
That's a good question. I didn't really think about like northern Germany, but one of the things was the program. I think the main thing was the program because I really like environmental science and things that have to do with environmental science. So I really like the having the opportunity to not only have economics, but also sustainability science, and the combination is what really interests me. And I think that has a lot of potential. And I also like that it's near Hamburg. So it's a small city for me. Lüneburg is a small city for me, but Hamburg is really near.
So, and yeah, and also it's very international, right? Yeah. But it's kind of similar case for Lüneburg, right? Because even though it's such a small city, there's people from literally every continent of the planet, which I find really interesting. So beyond the textbooks and lectures, what passions or hobbies do you have or you dive into when you're not crunching numbers and theories?
I really like playing volleyball. I also did, in Mexico, I played tennis and did aerial dance.
Ooh, that's so cool.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I haven't been able to do that here, but volleyball, I played beach volleyball this semester, and that was really fun.
I think there's like actually some, not necessarily the one that you mentioned, but there's a lot of dance classes, I think, offered by the University Sports Center. Have you ever been considering any options?
I tried Ritmos Latinos, actually, and I really liked that because of the music and like the dances. That was really fun. And some of the other courses. Yeah, I will have to try them out in the coming semesters when I have a bit of more of time.
Okay, so if you could introduce one quirk or tradition or mindset from your homeland to Germany, what would it be and why?
Idea of the food. I think that's that because I miss it so much. And here you can't really find so like truly Mexican restaurants or spots. And I would love to have that because I really miss the food. And also dances and like music in parties in general.
Oh, so you mean like this party culture? I know actually a girl from Brazil, she was like comparing Germany to her home country, she was saying that like the study culture of like partying is completely different than here in Germany, that there's like super big gatherings of like few hundred students and they all go to one city for like some time. And yeah, she was telling a lot of like crazy things that I would not really see here in Germany. So is it also a similar case for Mexico?
Yeah, sometimes we have like really big parties and I think the music is really different. And
for sure.
Like music makes a like big part of a party, big gatherings. Or I think, yeah, the party culture is really, really different. Maybe I'd like to see a bit more of that here. Sometime.
Yeah. I think a lot of people actually would like that. Okay. What were your first impressions? Do you maybe have some unexpected moment that made you realize that you're definitely not in your home country anymore?
Well, one I can think of is when I was in the supermarket. Like the first time I went to the supermarket, I just felt really overwhelmed. I didn't like even know where to start because everything was just so different and like all the products were different and in another language. So I think that's one time. And also the transit poles where the bus stop, like you know the bus stop here in Leuphana, the Karol von Ossietzky, there that it like goes down. I had never seen something like that before.
Oh yeah, true. Actually, I was not thinking about it, but yeah, that looks kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's like they have special button just for the bus drivers to change the road, which is kind of funny. Okay. So, was there maybe anything in your German journey that helped you discover something about yourself?
Well, I think that I am moving away from home has made me realize that I can do a lot of stuff I didn't like really expect. Made me be more patient with myself in some kind of ways. And not only miss home a lot, but also like try to find like, yeah, so, like some sort of home here, like with people, finding like a routine that really made me happy.
Okay, so you mean that it also made you get out of your comfort zone, if I understand correctly.
Yes, for sure. Because it's so different, and I've had to learn a lot, not only learn a lot because of like living alone, but also learn a lot from the culture and like adapting myself to new ways of living.
And what was the most difficult to adapt to in the new environment?
A lot of the time, like, alone, because I lived with 6 other people. So, like, I sometimes was alone figuring stuff out on my own.
Okay, I understand. It's also something that I've been actually noticing about myself, that maybe living in Germany is pushing you more in this direction of being able to be more independent, I would say. Like in Poland, there's this culture of hospitality, you know, so everyone's like trying to solve the issues and problems together. And I here see that in this country, maybe they require from individuals more like, individual responsibility in terms of that. Yeah, that's actually interesting when you think about that. So did you maybe have some, I don't know, a funny story or escapade or culture misunderstanding that reminded you of the beauty of cross-culture experiences?
I actually, once I was trying to catch a train, it was already there and I was late and I was like running. And when I tried to like go up the stairs, I tried to avoid people because people were coming like down. So I went to the left, like to go the stairs up, but from the left side, and a man was coming down, and that was like some, like a grandpa, I think. And with his suitcase, like he like kind of like hit me. I'm going through here. Excuse me, I'm going through here. But he was like really, really mad that I was going the stairs up from the left side, but I was trying to catch the train.
That's such a classic, such a classic. Yeah, I see that actually quite often, you know. There's this, let's say, maybe small, maybe medium, I'm not sure, group of people in Germany that can get really mad at you if you break some rules. Like, I personally can see that, like, sometimes I'm, like, maybe a little bit clumsy with some things I do, and when especially some older people notice that, I can see disapproval on their faces. But yeah, that's funny that almost every international student has this story of some grandpa or grandma screaming at them somewhere. Yeah. I mean, but in your case, it's even level up because someone hit you. So Okay, but did you actually catch the train?
Yeah, I did catch the train.
Okay, so it was worth it.
It was worth it, it was worth it.
So how does the cost of living in Germany changes for you compared to living in Mexico? Is it a very big difference, or how did you adapt to that?
Yeah, I think the cost of living here is more expensive. It's expensiver. Expensive?
More expensive,
more expensive than in Mexico. But overall, like the supermarket, the rent, stuff like that. But the good thing about Germany is the education fee or the university fee, because in Mexico, some of the universities, for you to attend them, you have to pay like really large fees. I think that kind of balances out between the costs of like attending university at home or in Mexico and then attending university here with the living expenses.
That's actually interesting. So many international students face like the question of belonging in a new place, and you already say that you feel like this is your second home, but have you been able to manage this bridge between your homeland and adopted country?
It's been difficult, and I still miss home a lot because it's also recent. But for example, when I went back home in December for the Christmas break, I didn't want to come back. It was really difficult for me to come back. Because I think that when you are living your home country, you don't really get, like, can grasp the whole idea of living your country. Like, you don't really realize how a big step that is. So when I went back, then you actually, like, know what you're like missing out or what you're leaving behind. So that makes it more difficult. But I think that meeting people here has made it easier. And yeah, just with time, it gets easier, I would say.
Yeah, I can say that it gets easier in time, like, because you're here just 1 year, actually, abroad. It's, like, probably first time for you away from your home country, right?
Yes.
So I think that this is, like, the most tricky, I would say, period. It gets easier after that, but I think that the first year and second year maybe are the most difficult one. I remember going back to, for those holidays to my home country and being like, oh wow, I could go any weekend to my mom's house, get warm, very delicious meal, and somehow I'm here in Germany cooking on my own for myself, and the food tastes so bad after my preparations that, yeah, there were many, many doubts, but yeah, I can just say that after some time, it's going to get better.
That's good.
Yeah, so if you're already talking about the future, let's hop into a crystal ball and let's imagine that 5 years from now, where would you envision yourself, both professionally and personally, as you build upon the foundation of your studies at Leuphana?
I would like to work at an NGO, maybe in the sector like of environmental economics or ecological economics. That would be like my dream to,
but
like,
here in Germany,
I don't know if in Germany, but I don't know, I think the world is too big to like just stay one place, so I don't know where I'll be, but definitely like trying to work in the sector of economics with sustainability.
Okay, and do you think you're going to be continuing your studies afterwards, or you already feel in your first year that you're done with studying for the rest of your life?
I think that I would like to take a break after finishing like my bachelor and then continue studying like a master's. I would like that. But I would also like to travel, so.
Oh yeah, so there's so many contradictions. Choice. Yeah, like I'm really curious about asking that question about like future, because this is the moment for me to start actually thinking about it, because I'm I have around 2 semesters left. In the most in the best case, I pass everything on time, and I'm thinking actually if I should hop already into new master studies or maybe take a break to take some internships, or maybe if I find a good job, should I stay? Like, there's so many questions about that, but I think it's, you can't really predict the future for sure. But I think it's interesting to, you know, start wondering about that and get to know, you know, other people's and other students of Leuphana plans. So thank you for sharing. Okay, so as we wrap up, is there a nugget of wisdom or any memorable moment from your journey that you'd love to share with our listeners, especially those contemplating on academic adventure like yours?
I would suggest to like go easy on yourself, maybe, because there's a lot of stuff going on, not only university, but also like in life in general. So that would be also like a good advice for me, like in the past, to just go easy on yourself, and that like if you work for it, then everything goes back to where it's supposed to be at some point.
Okay, so you say just go easy on yourself. Yeah, I think that's a really good advice, especially considering all this stress from around. Okay, Dominika, thank you so much for finding some time to talk with me.
Thank you.
I'm sure that maybe your insight will be interesting for some prospective international students.
Thank you very much.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leuphana.de, Spotify and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.